Hello, everyone. My name's Mike McCafferty, and I just want to talk about Star Trek while eating nachos.
They are insane.
In the hands of an adolescent.
It is a cellular peptide cake.
Inaccurate.
But frosting. It does like you.
Mr. Kim.
And it's real!
I'm ready to irradiate your existing brain cells.
I'm here on Ventura Boulevard, or Wrigley's Pleasure Planet, depending on where you think is more appropriate. This is an inauspicious place to be recording a podcast, but that's okay because I'm with two of my good friends, Matt Stompy Thompson.
Drop the Stompy. What was the name of that guy?
Stompy.
Oh, Stompy.
Yes,
not going to win this one, am I, Chief?
No, sir. What was that song I used to sing?
Oh.
The minstrel boy to the side will come. We are here at Mexicali's in Ventura Boulevard. You're here for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival audition.
Yes.
And it kind of reminded me of the fact that Star Trek has something of a link to Shakespeare.
It does indeed.
Yes, there are many, many links. Many, many links. For example, The Conscience of the King, a direct line from one play, Matt.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, good.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Episode 13 of Star Trek, wherein we'll catch the conscience of the king. When Hamlet is trying to catch Claudius in his lie with the play, which is, do you know what the play is called? The Mousetrap. It's called The Mousetrap.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's correct.
Oh, I did not know that.
Professor of theater here.
Professor of theater, yes.
I know a couple of things.
Yeah, so we're ordering nachos here, and we're going to podcast until we've consumed most of our nachos.
Yes.
I think that should be our thing, because this is not going to be a very useful podcast. Although we might talk to our waitress.
Server.
Our server.
We should ask her a question. Oh, she's there.
Is she coming with Nacho? No, she's not yet. No.
We should ask Jason about, he's now watched the first two pilots.
We should talk about that, what he thinks of
Jason knows many things about all television series, but for some strange reason, which we can't figure out, he's in the new Mutara Nebula about Star Trek.
Yes.
The old Star Trek
classic.
If I
knew what that was, I would be insulted.
You see, exactly.
You know, it's Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
I'm not sure, but I think
I don't know. I do know that film, but I don't know that well.
All right, so we have tasked him. He tasked me.
It's true.
We have tasked him to watch the series, and he has started by watching The Cage and Where No Man's Gone Before.
Right.
So Jason, in between traffic...
The original pilot... The original pilot and then the second pilot that they shot.
Yes, the second
pilot. And this is what you're having me watch them in this order, so that's what I've done.
So what did you think of The Cage, just in terms of its... Remember, the only character that you probably know is Spock. Everybody else is...
True. I'm glad you mentioned that, because we were discussing a little earlier. I thought some of it was a little ridiculous in terms of the visual effects and the costuming and things like that. The scene where the Enterprise is seen, and then you actually see a blue screen version of the bridge, like through the top of the Enterprise, which is pretty
unusual. Swoop down through the window on top of the saucer section,
which we never do again. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But for the time, I thought it was pretty. I mean, this is over 50 years ago.
It's a good effect, what's your problem?
It seems ridiculous. I mean, in terms of the scope, there's a giant ship, and there are large people in the top of this. It seems very... I understand what they're going for, the effect. It wasn't necessarily a reality effect. It was more of a wipe sort of idea, I guess. I don't know.
It sort of introduced you to the world very easily by going through the porthole, sort of.
Right into the bridge where each episode is going to take place.
I also noticed they used the theme music constantly throughout the episode. Like, you're just going interstitially from scene to scene, and you hear just the straight-up theme song. Which was very funny.
Yeah, the scoring is not really resplendent, I would say.
I'm glad you mentioned Spock, because they were coming to understand what his character was all about, because you see him laughing.
Yeah, you see him smiling.
With the little plants.
Well, his character wasn't developed until after that, so he was from Bulk, and he had all this stuff, but he was devoid of emotion.
I couldn't help cracking up when I saw him.
Yeah, because
he was delighted by the alien plants. Yeah. So it was a little. It seemed pretty rough. I mean, for the beginning of the series. Now, obviously, they didn't use that pilot.
It was too cerebral.
That's what they said. But that's not necessarily.
You don't think so? Well, why not?
No, because that's what Gene Roddenberry sort of spun. And basically, what it was that they wanted to kind of get someone not more cerebral, but something more action oriented. I mean, they didn't mind the episode. They just thought that
it was just too inward looking, and they just wanted more action, more adventure. And they wanted to change some of the cast too. They didn't like.
But that's what means, that's what cerebral means.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
no,
oh, is that sir? Are you checking? Okay, okay, we can ask you a Star Trek question each time you're here. Okay. What? I'll ask you a question. It's all right.
No, hold on. So our server's here. Now, can you tell us your name? Can you step a little closer here, please?
Yeah, my name's Cassidy.
Cassidy.
Yeah.
No Star Trek reference. There's no one named Cassidy. In
Joanna Cassidy.
So Joanna Cassidy. This is true, as seen in.
I'm just kidding. All
right. So Cassidy, you've never seen Star Trek, or you have seen Star Trek?
I've seen the newer movies. I haven't seen the older ones.
Oh boy.
Ones,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we're in the same boat. I haven't seen. I mean, I've seen Khan, but that's it.
With Chris Pine, you like?
Yeah. You know what? I think that Chris Pine is kind of overrated.
Here's your step closer and say that again. So Chris Pine is overrated.
I feel like he's a little overrated.
Well, he's our guest on this podcast later on, so I hope you.
yeah, so, I mean, but the movies, the effects and all that, I think were really great. The acting wasn't bad. I think it got the story across. Whether or not it was true to how the
original.
The originals were, I don't know. But okay. I enjoyed them.
Okay, and that's a fair enough analysis, because these films are made for you.
Yeah.
They're not made for like old people like us. They're made for you're the next generation, literally. Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to watch the ones with William Shatner, but.
Well, why don't you? They're on Netflix.
Because I work.
Oh.
What good is that?
Unlike this man over here doing a podcast all day.
My podcast,
right? Cassidy.
This is my only thing. I have a job.
I wish.
We're gonna dine and dash. I don't know if you know this. I don't need a future project. That's
it.
No. We'll give you a trivia question each time you come by. So
we don't want to hold you up, because we know there's other people you have.
Other people have to serve. So, what is Spock's last name?
Oh no!
Oh
no!
Can you give me a hint?
It starts with an S.
Is it just Spock?
No!
Excellent!
Well, there you go. Good. She's
one for one.
I've never heard Spock's last name.
That's very good.
Oh, here come the nachos.
Thank you, Cassie. Right. We'll see you in a minute.
Thank you.
So the other thing I was mentioning was there's some really interesting, crazy things that happen when he leaves the deck, and suddenly you see like women in tennis skirts, and I don't know what's going on with the people who are working on the Enterprise. It seemed really unusual.
It was the mid-60s, so it was like that fashion, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I would think the other episodes are a little more forward-facing in terms of fashion. They are in the future. So they're dressed a little differently and not prepared to, you know, go work on their backhand. Yeah, well, you're right about that. I just turned up the volume a little bit, so hopefully we'll get a little better volume. But you're right. They definitely, it was a shakedown cruise. They were trying to figure out what was working. And yeah, I know you're focused on these mini skirts here. But,
yeah.
But they cycled that out.
I mean, the entire...
Not the mini skirts.
They kept really the mini skirts. They just made them uniform.
They threw out the entire... I mean, pilot, so they kind of started from scratch, didn't they?
Well, see, here's the other reason why they made a second pilot is to recoup the cost. It cost a lot of money.
Right.
I said, well, let's take another shot at this. We've got all the sets, we've got all the props, we've got the costumes, so let's just go for it again.
Yeah.
There's only one character that stayed, ironically.
Yeah, Spock survived. Spock.
Although, what's his name? What's his name? The guy, Captain Pike, the actor?
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Hunter?
The nachos are good.
Great. Good.
All right. No.
Cassidy, what are you doing here in Los Angeles? You didn't come here to be a waitress, I imagine.
Well, I was born and raised here.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
Well, then maybe you are. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, no, this is just work for now, but I want to act, so.
Oh, excellent. So maybe you could be in the next Star Trek TV show. There's a new Star Trek TV.
There is?
Yeah.
Yes. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yes. So maybe you and Matt can have a little role play scene here. Of Star Trek.
All right.
Well, I feel like I don't know that much about Star Trek.
But this
you don't have to.
Yeah, this is maybe like Star Trek New Frontiers, we'll call it, or New Voyages, or no, there's all right, let's say.
We'll be quick because she has tables. So
do you have tables? Are you?
No, I'm okay for now.
All right. All right. So, you'll set the scene for us. All
right, so. Aboard the brand new USS Enterprise, we fly in through space through the window of the bridge, where there we see. Captain Cassidy and her alien first mate, Mr. Stompy.
Oh, the Stompy will never die.
All right, so here's the scenario. All right, so you're on the bridge,
okay.
And you see something unusual, and you're going to ask him
for an explanation of what it is, okay? And then you guys are going to improv the scene, and then eventually maybe I'll come on as an alien, okay?
Okay.
Ready? Begin.
First Mate Stompy, do you see that over there?
I do see it over there, Captain. Look, it looks like as though the space fabric is turning into the System 219. Look, let's put on the view screen.
Beep.
Oh, Captain. Oh. It looks as though there's an alien staring back at us.
Oh my goodness, that is correct.
Ah, Captain Cassidy, I presume.
Yes, this is Captain Cassidy. How may I help you?
Ah, I wish to speak to customer relations for this part of the quadrant. You are incurring upon Nacho Space.
Oh, I am.
We are the Nachonians.
The Nacho, is there any type of deal that I can make with you so my crew can safely pass through?
Can you give us 30% off?
On Mexicali Mondays, I can.
Oh, very good.
And scene.
Good, you called them. Well done. Well done, Cassidy. Yes, excellent. Good job.
Oh, goodness, that was
well
nice.
Done.
You are being, no, you were good.
You are excellent at your job, but your talents are being wasted.
Yes, being wasted.
We've got to get you employed someplace else other than here. In addition, if you want to work, it's fine. But you need to be on, like, stage or screen. Do you want to work on TV or film or stage?
I'd love to do film.
Okay.
Yeah. I was on a TV show, but it was canceled right as I was becoming recurring.
What show was that?
Southland.
Oh, great show.
Yeah.
Southland's a great show.
What part were you?
I was Detective Dewey's daughter.
Oh, okay.
And so I came on in the 5th season, and I was supposed to be recurring in the 6th, and they canceled it.
Yeah.
So let's do a little role play here. I'm an alien. And you are in Starfleet now, and I'm the alien. I'm saying you can't join Starfleet, okay?
Okay.
You're my petulant daughter in Star Trek IV, and you're in love with Captain Kirk, played by Christopher Pike. Or played by
Christopher Pike.
All right, here we go. All right, let's start. Grignog, I forbid you to join Starfleet.
Why? Why must you do this to me? I've been wanting to do this my entire life. You know this.
I do know this, but those pink skins... Ah, they vex me, daughter.
But you know I love him. You know I love Kirk, and you know I want to do this, and I want to be with him. Why must you be so cruel?
Because look at the sea. Look at the Grexnar Sea that sounds like traffic. How can you give up this planet of Grexnar for that pink skin abomination?
I need to spread my wings. I need to fly and live life, and I can't do that here.
Oh, you have touched my three hearts, daughter.
And scene. Well done, well done.
Oh, yeah, that's
fantastic.
You are batting forth this improv like a tennis player.
Yes. I'm beating myself up. I'm trying hard.
No, you're doing great.
You are amazing. You are the Julian Bashir of tennis. Star Trek Deep Space Nine. That's a deep dive. This is so great, Cass. You've made this episode. Our goal was to finish our nachos and then stop us, and I think we've finished them.
We have right. finished them, yes.
So Cassie, walk me through this because I'm in a spot in my life where I feel as though I'm losing relevance. I feel like that as I get older, I'm starting to age out of the relevance of life. That's what the midlife crisis is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And here I come face to face with someone who, in Mexicali, you were born when that Mexicali started.
Yes.
And you don't know anything about Star Trek beyond these new movies.
Yeah.
How can I reconcile that? How can I live my life knowing that everything that I've held sacred is now drifting past me like so much traffic on Ventura Boulevard? What can you say to me that will...
Well, you know what? We're ever changing, and not only as a society, but as a species. And I think we're just moving forward. And yeah, that stuff was cool, you know, back then. But we have new stuff coming out, too. So you can cherish all that old stuff, but you can also embrace all the new stuff, too. And just because I don't know what that old stuff is, there are some people that do. You know, there are some kids my age that do watch those old ones and that like the old ones more.
Strangely, yes. Cassidy is making pretty much the same point that Tony made in the last week's podcast.
But but she is in some ways also pushing me aside. I mean, like,
No, she's not.
No.
She's saying the old stuff is there, but step aside, Grandpa. This is new stuff. Is that what you're saying, Cassidy?
No, I'm saying.
Are you leaving Grexnar? Don't leave Grexnar, no. Farewell, daughter. Oh, in the shuttle crash, she leaves me.
I'm here to turn into my
silicon self. No, keep spinning. No, you got it.
Well, I just think, You know, because...
Mike, give it a chance.
Yes.
If you don't loosen your grip on the past, you will never see the future.
Well, just, right. Cassidy, I am the past.
That's the problem. I am the past, Cassidy. And what you're advocating is that all things old are becoming antiquated. So how do I become relevant? How do I stay in this slipstream of relevancy?
Cassidy, help us. This is when he goes into the meltdown.
You have a Star Trek podcast. You are keeping it relevant.
This is true. she's speaking wisdom.
But just also think, you know, like, you loved those stories when they were first going on, and you loved to follow them, and so did the kids back then when they watched it. So just think all the kids now that would love to be a part of that story as well. They're showing it to them in a new way.
Thank you. You have brought me food for my body and food for my soul.
All right.
We'll let you go, Cassidy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Cassidy Bolin. Yes. Cassidy.
Thank you, Cassidy.
What a great podcast this was. What a great, unusable podcast.
This is great, but...
I'm Mike McCafferty.
I'm Jason McCarris.
And I'm Matt Thompson.
And I just want to talk about...
Star Trek.
Hello, I'm Dave Ross.
Hey, and I'm Hampton Yunt.
And we host Suicide Buddies on Starburns Audio.
That's right. It's a podcast about suicide, but not to make light of it. We actually talk about suicidal thoughts, depression, kind of with a sense of levity that Dave and I have with each other. And he's my best friend. Come on.
Yeah, we're buddies. Suicide Buddies.
That's the title.
One of our favorite episodes that we've recorded so far is about this guy, Jan Pataki, who was a Polish aristocrat in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And he, one of the reasons it's possible that he killed himself is that he thought he was a werewolf.
Oh.
Check out a clip. It also makes me think, like, we were talking about in the Norway black metal episode, how, like, just the culture of your surroundings can affect you. Like, he's in a castle in Poland. He's like, I mean, if you lived in a castle in Poland and no one knew anything about anything, you might be like, I'm a bat. I'm probably a bat.
That's like literally what happened to Batman. He literally is in his mansion. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I'm a bat.
I'm a
bat that helps people.
I'm a bat that helps people.
I'm a rich...
I don't know what you want from me. And my girlfriend, she's a cat. She's a cat.
My girlfriend's a cat.
She steals things. She's a woman who steals things. She's a cat. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat.
I help people.
She's a cat. We fight a penguin.
My